The Brewers enter Tuesday a game and a half back of the second wild card spot as they send Zach Davies to the mound. His opposition, Deck McGuire, making his first big league start. He is greeted by Domingo Santana.
Deck McGuire trying him again. And a high drive to left, and it's 3-0 Milwaukee. That was on the inner part of the plate, and it was right there like he was hitting it off a batting tee. Santana, number 29, and the Reds, who have made a habit more often than not lately of giving up first inning runs, have just allowed three with one swing of the bat. McGuire studies Tucker Barnhart now. He stretches on the mound, and here comes the 0-2 pitch. And it's a line drive into left center, hit, and another run. Big wide turn for Arcia, another mistake pitch. And it is 4-0 in favor of Milwaukee. Okay, here's a 2-2 pitch. High drive to right. That ball looks like it's going to stay fair. It does, and it's a two-run home run for Schebler. High and gone. Number 29, number 30 of the year for Scott Schebler. So he cracks the 30 mark with a bomb into the second deck and right. Joining two other Reds, Joey Votto and Adam Duvall, with 30-plus home runs, and the Reds shop a four-run deficit in half. It's a 4-2 ball game. That one is a rocket to deep right field. That ball's gone, a home run. Jesse Winker's seventh home run of the season, a line drive into the lower deck in right field, and that home run, and that run now, the one that the Brewers scored in the bottom of the seventh, becomes a huge run. It is now 7-6 as the Reds draw to within a run again. And here it comes after the check of the runner Irvin at second. Fly ball lifted to right, racing toward the line and making the catch. Hernan Perez, and the Brewers are able to hang on and win by a run.
The Brewers hang on for the 7-6 win as they barely remain alive in their pursuit for the NL Central as their elimination number holds at 1. They also remain a game and a half back of the Rockies for the second wild card spot, with their elimination number there standing at 4. Brandon Woodruff squares off with Homer Bailey on Wednesday. The Reds had the tying run at second base in the top of the ninth, but they could not push across that run as they fell by a 7-6 final to the Brewers at Miller Park. Here is Cincinnati skipper Brian Price.
When you fall behind by that many, you really have to pitch perfect out of the bullpen, and that's unfair. You know, you can't ask your bullpen to cover, you know, that many innings without having a hiccup or two along the way. And we were unable to pitch perfect out of the pen. However, pitched pretty darn good and gave ourselves a chance to come back and maybe grab this game late. We just weren't able to get that, you know, the big hit at the end.
Your team never going away. One of the at-bats that typifies that is a 10-pitch at-bat by Cozart, yeah. And then gets number 24.
Yeah, no, that was – it's been something to watch, you know. You get, you know, as you know, we're all tired of watching us end up with a loss at the end of the day. And if you don't take the time to watch the little things, the individual performances, some of the great defensive plays, and some of the great seasons that some of these guys are having, you know, you're missing something. But you know, still focusing on trying to win, playing a lot of close games, but we're not able to play well enough right now to win the one run game. I think we have our 7 losses, 3 of them have been one run games, and there's, you know, always something in that, in those situations where you can do something that'll make a difference to win the game, and we got to find that ingredient.
If you talk to Scott Schebler, I'm sure he'd say he'd like to strike out less, put the ball and play more. But you look up, and tonight he's got 30 home runs.
He does, and it's, you know, he really is. I think, you know, his best baseball's ahead of him. I really do. You know, as he continues to learn the strike zone, and you know, you can see with 2 strikes, a lot of teams chase him up in the zone, and once he's able to lay off that high elevation pitch, make him bring the ball down into the strike zone. I mean, he could. I think he has the ability to have, you know, multiple seasons of just really big numbers, you know, that'll come. He's working hard in that direction, and he's got good leadership there with our hitting coaches, and I think he'll make that final push to really be the player we think he can be.
With a 2-run homer in the second off Zach Davies, Scott Schebler became a 30-home run man in the 2017 season. Here is Scheffler sharing his thoughts with the media after the Reds fell to the Brewers 7-6.
At the end of the day, I've been too inconsistent this whole year, so I'll have to get that fixed.
At least it is a giant springboard, knowing that you can put up the power numbers and make it part of the game. The consistency could come next year, perhaps.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like I have battled, and to see that up there, it's a pretty proud moment for sure.
You guys kind of battled as a team tonight in general. I mean, yourself, the Cozart at bat, Winker, you know, you guys give the Brewers a hard time. You're not going away very easily.
Yeah. I feel like we battled the whole game. We just came up a little short. We had a good run there in the ninth inning to put up some runs. So, they're a good team. We're never going to just give in. So, and I feel like our at bats kind of displayed that tonight.
The Reds look to bounce back on Wednesday behind Homer Bailey. He'll be opposed by Brandon Woodruff.